We're also going to continue now with a time for prayer to uplift those concerns that are before us. Right before church, I heard that Greg Randall had had a stroke. Barry, is that accurate?
Yes.
We're going to uplift Greg in our prayers this morning and add him here. Well, also a prayer request for those that were impacted by the earthquake in Haiti. Also this week, something to celebrate and just remember Jackson and Mallory Stokes. Jackson and Mallory Anderton are getting married this Saturday. I'm officiating. I better get that right. Better practice. Jackson and Mallory, of course, Mallory Stokes, but Mallory's taking Jackson's last name, which is Anderton. And then also just for those community and groups that are experiencing that strife in our community and also in our nation too, that the light of Christ can shine, that restraint can be practiced. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Please rise. We'll rise and bow our heads. Almighty God, giver of all things, with gladness we give thanks for all your goodness. We bless you for the love which sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, through whom you have made known your will and grace. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that our Lord has done for us, and enable us to show our thankfulness by lives that are wholly given to your service.
Hear us, good Lord.
Lord, preserve our nation in justice and honor, that we may lead a peaceable life of integrity. Grant health and favor to all who bear office in our land, especially to the President of the United States, the Governor of Oregon, and all those who make, administer, and judge our laws. Help them to serve this people according to your holy will.
Hear us, good Lord.
Let your blessing rest upon the seed time and harvest, the commerce and industry, the leisure and rest, the arts and culture of our people. Take under your special protection those whose work is difficult or dangerous, especially those in the healthcare field with the challenges they face, and be with all who lay their hands to any useful task. Give them just rewards for their labor and the knowledge that their work is good in your sight.
Hear us, good Lord.
Comfort with the grace of your Holy Spirit all who are in sorrow or need, sickness or adversity. Remember those who suffer persecution. Have mercy on those to whom death draws near. Be especially with those we hold dear in our hearts in this moment of silence. Lord, we do pray for groups, whether that be in the church or in our community, that as they gather, that your light would shine, that clear communication would be given, that there would be a desire for working together with others. Lord, we also pray for those who've been affected by natural disaster, especially those who have lost life and are injured. In the country of Haiti just recently. Lord, we thank you for the gift of marriage, for the wonderful examples we have in our congregation, for the gift of marriage for a young couple this week, for Jackson and Mallory, Lord. Walk with them and journey with them. May they shine the light of Christ to those who know their relationship. Also those that we name now this morning by name, for Greg Randall, who just had a stroke, that you'd relieve the pain and further damage that may come from that. For Haley, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Jerry and Joyce, Bob, Kai, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Andy, Janet, and Kayla, Angela, Mark, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon. Thanksgiving for answered prayer for Lori's surgery this past week and recovery for her. For Steve, Skyler, and Ron as he faces surgery this coming week. We pray these things as we say together, hear us, good Lord. All these things and whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever.
Amen.